Hi, dictation for Mr. Daltonia Pang, Daltonia Pang, date of birth 8-8-1970, date of accident 12-21-2021, and date of service is 6-1-2022. Mr. Pang, Daltonia Pang, reports that he was involved in an automobile accident where he was side-swapped in his car, and it led to some headaches and some dizziness without any other symptoms of TBI. However, he started having pain in the neck, mid-back, lower back with radiation to the right arm and pain in the left hip and left knee to the moderately severe between 6 to 8 started. He reports that these pains are now going on as it is. Neck pain is 6, lower back pain is 6 to 7, left hip pain and left knee pain is 5, left elbow pain is 4. The radiation to the arm is also reported, to the right arm. Involvement of 4-5 fingers is reported. This radiation is off and on and feels like numbness and tingling. The neck is stiff. Headaches are less frequent, like 3 or 4 times a week. And dizziness. Has not been reported. No symptom of TBI reported. Overall, the pain is between 3 to 9. Patient reports ADLs are affected 6 on a scale of 1 to 10. He can walk up to 1 block. He does have some improvement, 70% overall, in the symptoms from 1 to 10. The work is affected. In the ADLs, work is affected 9. General activity and walking ability are affected 8. Mood and relationship with people, sleep and enjoyment of life are affected 7. In the neurology psych, no symptoms are reported. No headaches, no dizziness, vertigo, no vision problem, memory problem, confusion, disorientation, no lack of focus, nothing. In the pain and numbness, patient has a stiffness in the neck and lower back with pain in the neck and lower back and some pain in the hip. And GI, no nausea, vomiting, diarrhea, constipation, digestive problem, incontinence of the urine or any other issues. And in the GU, no incontinence of the urine, frequency, painful urination, blood in the urine. In respiratory, there is no asthma, trouble breathing, chest pain, coughing, shortness of breath. In last 30 days, patient reports that the pain level has remained the same. And the no changes in the medical history, surgical history, aspiration, weight loss, or any other trauma reported. Current pain medication remains to be Tramadol. Substance abuse, none is reported. Compliance is the patient report, full compliance. Physical examination is as follows. The blood pressure is 134 over 98. Pulse is 69. Pulse ox is 99. The rest of the physical examination will be same from previous visit, which is 5-9-2022, dictation number 0514-059. The diagnosis remains the same. The plan of care is as follows. The patient is provided the medications to continue, which are Celebrex 200 mg daily, Sirica 50 mg twice a day for nerve pain and radiculopathy, Tizanidine 4 mg for muscle relaxation twice a day, Tramadol ER 100 mg twice a day for pain relief, Lunesta, 1 mg at night at sleep, and Votrin gel and lidocaine patch are ordered for topical pain relief with 2 refills. Meds were reviewed and the labs were reviewed, and the patient has been found compliant and is advised to continue look into marijuana use, yoga, meditation, as well as continue the therapy, which has been ordered 3 times per week, with traction massage, aquatherapy, gait training, and focus on neck, mid-back, lower back, and left sacroiliac joint, left hip and the knee. The patient will continue to working light duty. Thank you.